WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. 1990 marks the 90th anniversary of the birth of Kurt Weill and the 40th anniversary of his death. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording of two works which Weill wrote for radio, works that have never been released before.
One of the foundations of the famous collaboration between Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht was the idea that music should have a larger audience than it could reach in a concert hall or opera house. In the late 1920s, the brand new medium of radio, for example, could provide this kind of mass audience. Two of Brecht and Weill's least known works were radio cantatas. The 1975 recording by David Atherton of their first work for the radio, the powerful Berlin Requiem, has just been added to the superbly produced Weill CD reissue series on Polydor. Last year, the Capriccio label released the first recording of Weill's one-act opera, The Tsar Has His Photograph Taken. Now Capriccio has issued the first commercial recording of two radio cantatas by Weill, Der Lindbergflug, The Lindberg Flight, and The Ballad of Magna Carta. On all of these, the Cologne Radio Orchestra is expertly conducted by Jan Latham Koenig. The Lindbergh Flight is exactly what it says it's about, the heroic transatlantic crossing by Charles Lindbergh in his single-engine Spirit of St. Louis, or, as it's called in German, Geist von St. Louis.
Mein Name ist belanglos. Ich bin 25 Jahre alt. Mein Großvater war Schwede. Ich bin Amerikaner. Meinen Apparat hab ich selber ausgesucht. Er fliegt 210 Kilometer in der Stunde. Mein Name ist Geist von St. Louis.
Brecht's libretto makes no attempt to be realistic. Lindbergh, portrayed by a tenor, sings his story in a formal, presentational style. Allegorical figures like fog, sleep, a snowstorm, and even the city of New York present their opinions and attitudes. Here's the seductive passage where sleep tries to persuade Lindbergh to rest. In the spirit of collaboration, the composer Paul Hindemith also contributed some music to the original version of the Lindbergh Flight. Later, Weill replaced the Hindemith sections with his own. Along with Weill's complete version, Capriccio has included on the same disc an extraordinary historic radio broadcast from March 18, 1930, of the first version of the cantata, with Hermann Scherchen conducting the Berlin Radio Orchestra. Here's a fascinating bit of the same sleep passage as it was originally composed by Hindemith.
Harley.
Maybe you can hear why Weil would want to do it all himself. The Ballad of Magna Carta was written for American radio in 1940. The text was by Maxwell Anderson, Weil's most frequent collaborator in America. Anderson had already written the book and lyrics for Knickerbocker Holiday, the show that September Song is from, and Weil's first big Broadway hit. The didactic Ballad of Magna Carta tells of King John's oppression of the British barons, the poor, and the Jews. It pointedly celebrates the principles of American liberty and resistance to tyranny, nearly 2 years before we entered World War II. Musically, its range is wider, if not deeper, than the Lindbergh flight. Weil certainly gets into the American idiom.
And he wrote on the parchment with a goose quill in his hand, and he signed away the right of kings to take away our land. He signed away the right of kings to take the teeth and eyes, and kings at that time are cut down to normal human size.
I love the idea of an important composer writing music on contemporary issues for the radio. How many composers or radio stations today are willing to pick up that gauntlet?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of Radio Cantatas by Kurt Weill on the Capriccio label. This is Fresh Air.